Today, as we celebrate this great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Lady, we have to always make sure that we understand what it is that we're celebrating, because if you ask a lot of Catholics what the Immaculate Conception is, they will tell you that's the day that Jesus was conceived in the womb of his mother. That is not correct. Our Lord's birthday is in a couple of weeks. If he was conceived on the 8th of December, that would be a problem. So either he was way overdue or he was way underdue. So this is the day that our Blessed Lady was conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. The word immaculate means without stain. So it means without the stain of original sin. So she is the only human person ever to be conceived without original sin. Adam and Eve, of course, were not conceived, so they were created without original sin, but none of us and no other human being other than Our Lady has ever been conceived without sin. That by itself is a miracle. Just as we heard in the gospel reading when the angel said to our Blessed Lady regarding the incarnation of her son, the angel said, "For God, nothing will be impossible." God can do whatever he wants. And so he has chosen to create someone to be his own mother. A rather astounding thing that, again, none of us would have the opportunity to do. But since he's eternal and he decided to become one of us, well, he needed a mom. Not because it was a necessity, but because God had decreed that that's the way that it had to be. Remember, a virgin will be with child and give birth to a son. They would name him Emmanuel. And there are a number of passages in the Old Testament that refer to a woman who is going to be victorious, to this woman who is going to give birth. And so because God decreed that this was going to happen, it had to happen that way. And so he created for himself a worthy mother to be able to receive him, to bear him, to be his mother. And so he created her without sin. Now, if you just stop and think for a minute, the challenge that it would be to try to live in this world and then say yes to the invitation of the angel, which ultimately is the yes to the invitation of God, to be his mother. Moms know how difficult it is to be a mom. Imagine being the mother of God. Now, you might look at that and say, well, that'd be a piece of cake. I mean, obviously, he was a perfectly obedient kid, and there was never a problem. Yeah, the problem you'd have as the mother of God are a whole different set of problems than you're going to have with your kids. Because he's going to be rejected, because he's going to be hated, because people aren't going to accept him. You know that the very reason why he was conceived was so he could die, so that he could take away the sins of everybody else. Imagine being a mom, having that in your mind and on your heart every single day. But then, not only knowing that this child that you've conceived is going to die, but to consent to that. And to have so much love for the people for whom he is going to die that she would willingly say yes. So she's not only saying yes to something so beautiful as to say, I will conceive God in my womb. I will give birth to the Son of God. She was saying yes to him dying. But she was also saying yes to what would follow from that. Because she is also a spiritual mother of people like you and me. So imagine that. She said yes to you when she said yes to the angel. Now, Now, unlike God, who knows you perfectly and knew you perfectly from all eternity, Our Lady didn't. She does now, but she didn't then. But she still knew what it was going to entail. She knew that the likes of people like you and me were going to be members of her Son. She knew that it was for us that he was going to die. And she said yes. Not only to conceive Jesus, but to be the spiritual mother of you and me. To say yes to those who would be her spiritual children as members of her Son who would be baptized into Christ. That's the kind of love that she had. Now, that kind of love is not a merely natural kind of love. And there is no possible way that any of us could have been able to do that. Think of the most loving woman that you've ever met. If somebody comes after her kids, what happens? Mama Bear comes out usually. It's not the gentle, loving mom who is saying, "It's okay because that's one of my spiritual children too." No, that's not usually what even the most loving mom is going to do. Thankfully, this one did, because she had the grace to do it, where most of us don't have that. None of us do, because she was without sin. She was without sin from the first moment of her conception. So without original sin, there was nothing standing in the way of her being able to say yes to God in everything. And that's exactly what she did. So not only did she have no sin to begin with, she never once sinned in the entire course of her life. Never once. Not even a bad thought about somebody. So as she watched her own Son die on the cross, there wasn't even an angry or nasty thought about the people who did it to him. The beautiful thing is that means there's never been a negative thought about you or me either. She is a mother whose heart is wide open to her children. She is a mother who absolutely loves. And what a blessing for us. What a blessing that she would be able to say yes. That's what her Immaculate Conception is all about. Have to understand, while we can talk about all these other things, it was ultimately about being able to be the worthy mother of God. That is the purpose of the Immaculate Conception. So that she would be able to say yes, and that God would be able to dwell within her womb for 9 months with no direct connection to sin. But all these other things also follow from it. Since she didn't have original sin, then she's able to do all these other things, to be the spiritual mother to us, to be able to love us, to intervene and intercede on our behalf, to have so much love for us. I mean, there's nobody that loves somebody more than a mom. And now imagine a mom with no sin. A mom who loves perfectly. That's what you have in the spiritual realm. Obviously, she's not our physical mother. She is our spiritual mother. We heard in the first reading that Adam called his wife Eve, which is the Hebrew word for life, because she's the mother of all the living. Well, our Blessed Lady is the mother of all of those who are alive in her Son. She is the mother of those who are living a supernatural life, Eve being the mother of those living a natural life. So we have so much gratitude, or we should, for what God has done, but for what Our Lady has done. That because of this grace that was given to her in the Immaculate Conception, that she would be able to say yes to something that seems absolutely impossible. Again, all you have to do is sit back and ask yourself, if an angel appeared to you and asked you to do something that seems utterly impossible, what are you going to say? First of all, you'd probably have to pick yourself up off the floor if an angel appeared to you. And after you came back to your senses, then ask the question. What are you going to say? Are you going to look at him and say, oh, that doesn't even make sense. How could that be? No, that's ridiculous. Our Lady thankfully didn't do that. She said, let it be done to me according to thy word. That's the response God is looking for from you and me as well. Because God is trying to do something in you and me which isn't impossible, but is very difficult. He's trying to make the likes of you and me into saints. He's trying to bring us to heaven. He's trying to make us holy. And what's our response to that? When he's offering us the grace, because now we're looking at something that seems rather impossible. Huh, me to be a saint? Right. Right. That's the grace that he's offering you. And what's your response? You could say that sounds stupid. You could say you should choose somebody else. You could say it doesn't make sense. You could say, who am I? None of that matters. He's chosen you. And he wants you to be a saint. And he's going to give you every grace necessary to be that saint that he's calling you to be. And in fact, that grace is going to come from God through our Blessed Lady. That's why we need to learn from her how to respond. Don't try and figure it out. Don't try and make it make sense, because it isn't ever going to. Just as the incarnation, if you just simply try to look at it logically, doesn't make sense. Oh yeah, once it's there, we can talk about it and we can talk reasonably about it, but God becoming man, a child being born of a virgin, how does this make sense? Someone conceived in the normal course of things by her parents, but yet her soul is without sin. It doesn't make sense. And yet in faith we say yes. So it doesn't make sense that God would make people like you and me into saints. Don't try to make it make sense. Just in faith, say yes. Be it done unto me according to your word. That's what Our Lady responded, and that's what we have to respond to as well. Because remember what the angel told her. Nothing will be impossible for God, even to make us into saints, even to do wonderful things that don't seem to make any sense. All things are possible for God. So that invitation is being extended to you to follow where our mother has led, to follow where our Lord has led us. He's opened the way to heaven, and she is the primary person there. They are the ones who want us to be with them. It doesn't make sense, because love doesn't make sense. So don't try to make it make sense. Just accept. Just receive. But then we have to respond. We need to be willing, like Our Lady, to say yes and then to live it, to cooperate with God's grace so that we can grow in holiness, so that we can be saints, so that like our Blessed Lady, we can be in heaven and we can glorify God for all eternity.